about a stoning of a woman, and a single reporter came to a village, and he received one person's testimony, published it. It became a movie down the road. It was the stoning of Soraya M. And you think about that. And everyone, when you watch it, you believe it's pretty true, right? I mean, we believe the basic facts. I mean, we know, like, when you see the movie, that it's a dramatization. But we still believe she was stoned to death. That someone was stoned to death there. And they had a photograph of her when she was young. Only one surviving photograph. Well, it's the same thing with Christ. People were there and saw it. And they reported it to us. Now, whether or not we choose to believe and accept their testimony, we cannot deny the fact that the testimony exists. Meaning, if I come to you and say, I dropped a quarter, and instead of falling to the ground, it levitated. Now, I have proof, because I'm not lying. I saw the quarter levitate. I'm speaking hypothetically. You know, I tried to drop a quarter to the ground, an object, whatever. I was holding a quarter before. I tried to drop an object to the ground, and it levitated. It didn't fall. Now, you, as a person who's skeptical, probably think, he's probably lying, because that's extremely unlikely. And that would be a reasonable thing to believe. It is reasonable. But then, let's say you know me really well, and you think, Paul would not make something like that up. You know what I mean? If you know me enough, or think you know me enough, to trust my word, you might take my account as proof. And that is how some people look at the New Testament and the accounts of those who wrote it. That we believe their account. We believe their evidence. We didn't actually see the resurrection, but they did. They saw the resurrection. But that doesn't mean that faith was negated. Because they still had faith that God would raise up their own bodies as they had raised up Jesus' body. So they had that evidence on which to build the hope. Because faith is faith based on evidence. There is very little you can have faith in based on no evidence. That's what people always tell me. Oh, your religion is based on no evidence. No scientific evidence. You know, and that's what they say. And I say, those kind of statements come from a lack of understanding of what evidence is. And different kinds of evidence. What they're really saying is, I don't accept the evidence that you accept. I find your evidence unacceptable. The things you take as true, I'm skeptical of. I'm skeptical of the account of your apostles. I'm skeptical of the writings of the New Testament. But based on those writings, if you accept them, if you accept the account of the people as being true and faithful, then you do have evidence to believe in the resurrection. And you have evidence to believe in your resurrection, though it is only by faith that you can believe that you are going to be raised from the dead. Because you haven't seen it yet. So faith, your persuasion, which comes out of all these other facts, is that what holds up the substance, the underpinning of what we are expecting to happen. And if that seems like a bit of a long-winded example, I think it's important. I really do. Because a lot of times, you will hear these are. If you're a believer, you're going to run into people who say, your belief is based not on evidence. And though what I've done is just a long-winded thing, I think that maybe if you can understand it in a deep way, that perhaps you might be able to make it easier for other people to understand your perspective. And that is the way it is with many things. You know, I've been accused of rambling and going in major digressions, but this is on the same subject. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I would say everyone has faith. Atheists have faith. They have faith in the law, in the laws which they believe operate continually. They have faith, you know, they believe that gravity is going to work tomorrow, though they have not seen gravity working tomorrow. You know, we believe the earth will still be here tomorrow. Though we have not seen the earth here tomorrow yet. So everyone has to operate on faith from one degree to the other. You know, juries operate on faith. Do you believe this man is guilty or not guilty? They don't actually know if he was guilty. They give their verdict based on the evidence they've seen of something they have not seen. And their persuasion is the support of their verdict. The fact that the evidence was persuasive enough to cause them to believe he's guilty. He's not guilty. You know, the persuasive, you know, that has to do with the persuasion, the quality of persuasion within the person. That is what faith is. How deep is your faith? How strong is your faith? Verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders, meaning he's going to go through all these people in the Old Testament, who obtained a good report of God, meaning God approved of them because of their faith. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It's very simple that the universe sprang from things which are not here now. According to the Bible, it came from God speaking it into existence. But even in science, you know, they look back and back with their super colliders to try to find out where was this all, you know, what was the universe like at 1 second from the Big Bang, as they call it? What was the universe like at this particular thing? You know, they try to get particles to move faster and faster and faster and faster, and to collide them at greater speeds and so on and so forth. They try to run particles at each other to try to create denser and denser materials and other things. You know, I don't pretend to at all be any sort of expert on any of those things. And I don't intend to talk to you like I know a lot about it. But there is more, you know, like they talk about dark matter, right? Things that do not appear. The things which appear, which we see, are made of things which do not appear. You know, everything as we see it is held together by things that are not seen. It is made by things, of things, not of things which appear. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, being dead, yet speaketh. God, you know, it says, the blood of thy brother Abel crieth to me to the ground, from the ground. That's what God said to Cain concerning his brother's murder. Abel offered his offering by faith.